back here at Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday, Tuesday edition. Joining us on the line, tight end for the Patriots, Chris Baker is with us. Hey, Chris, welcome home. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
We asked Vince earlier, I'll ask you, what did you think of the trip before you went, and how did you enjoy it now that you've been through it?
I had a good time. You know, it was a real different experience, obviously, and we had a good time over there. But, the main part of going over there was to win the game, and we were able to do that, so it was a great experience.
Where'd you go? Did you go to Parliament? Did you go to Big Ben, Shakespeare's place of birth? What'd you do?
I actually went shopping, to be honest with you. Normally, I do get out and try and see some of the sites, but on this trip, it was hard. We were there for a short amount of time, and so it was kind of hard to really get acclimated to the time. And, I did a lot of sleeping trying to catch up on our catch up with their time. And by the time I had time to go anywhere, my wife convinced me, let's go shopping. So that's what I ended up doing.
Did you go to Savile Row and get some suits?
Nope. Just went down to, I guess it would be the equivalent of a Macy's department store and did a little shopping there and went to a Gucci store, and that was about it.
How about the game? I mean, we talk about the Patriots going to London and playing in Wembley Stadium, and what a different atmosphere it's going to be. Was there anything different about it, or when you started to play the game, did you say to yourself, well, this is just any ordinary football game. Nothing has changed.
Really, it was a little different, but at the same time, like you said, once we really got into the game, it was, it's like being on a regular road game, maybe a stadium you haven't played in before, but it was no different. I mean, it's maybe only two or three stadiums I haven't played in the NFL since I've been in the league. But it was kind of that feel, like, okay, we're in a new stadium, but at the same time, it's still NFL football and everything like that. So it was just cool to experience, see how the fans really embraced it and see all the different jerseys. I mean, they had jerseys from every team over there, and I even saw a Bo Jackson jersey over there. So I mean, it was great just to see how they embraced the game.
You guys went in with a lengthy study of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going in. How did they play compared to what your expectations were?
Well, they came out and they actually played pretty well. They came out and we made some mistakes. Everybody. We had a lot of penalties in the game and things like that, but they came out and they went out and played like you would expect an NFL team to play. They really didn't come out there and lay down, and we didn't expect that, but they did a good job. We just we felt we had a better team, and we proved that on Sunday.
Now, this may be you may think this is a sarcastic question, considering that they haven't won a game yet, but What is the biggest challenge from your perspective, from your position, of playing the Tampa Bay? I was going to call them the Rays, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Are you saying what was our biggest challenge?
I mean, yours personally as a tight end. I mean, when you look at playing your position and you're looking at the film, you say, okay, they do have some strengths and their strengths are blank, and this is what I have to look out for. What was it with that team?
Well, their defensive end, he had five sacks. I think he ended up getting half a sack in the game. Just coming in from our position, saying, okay, well, we got to be alert for this guy, getting pressure on the edge, and also their linebackers, just the guys that I'll be matched up on. Their middle linebacker has a ton of tackles for them, or had a ton of tackles for them, coming into the game and things like that. So we knew we had to, kind of neutralize them in the game and for us to be effective on offense. So just different things like that, because no matter what a team's record is or what the perception of a team may be, each team presents a challenge. I mean, everybody, every team has good players and guys that can make a difference in the game, and, they were really no different. So, going into the game, we knew we had to try and neutralize them for us to be successful, and, that's what we did for the most part.
Tom Brady was on the station this morning, and he was talking about the touchdown pass to Ben Watson and what a great catch it was. And Tom acknowledged that, you know, Ben had lobbied him a little bit about getting the ball thrown to him, especially coming on the heels of the 59-0 win where he didn't get any touchdown passes. Do you feel that you're in at a point in the relationship with Tom where you can lobby, where you can say, hey, don't give up on me here. You know, I can do more than just block. Do you have those conversations with him at all?
I haven't, but now that I know Ben has had that success, I probably will have But, no, I mean, you know, I feel pretty comfortable with, the relationship between me and Tom. And, and most of the guys on the team, you know, I've been here for a few months now. And, you start to feel more comfortable each day and things like that. So, you know, I feel a little bit better about it. But, you know, as long as we win, that's the most important thing. I mean, I love to go out and catch, you know, 5-10 passes or whatever, but, you know, at the same time, as long as we win, that's the most important thing.
Well, welcome back. Nice to have you back here, and enjoy the time off. You got special plans for the bye week? You going to travel some? What are you going to do?
Normally, I would. Most of the time during the bye week, I have traveled, but I haven't been able to get back down to my house in New York since August, so I'd like to, actually, you guys will probably like this. I'm probably going to go to the World Series on Thursday. And then after that, I'm going to try and get some fishing in and just kind of relax back home in New York for the rest of the weekend. So that's my plan.
You know, you're right. We are going to like that because you're going to be disappointed when you go to that you go to that World Series game. I'm sorry to say I made my prediction earlier today, Chris, and I've got the Phillies in a very close series. I got the Phillies winning in 4 games.
Yeah, I figured that would probably be your prediction, but, you know, we'll have to see it. I think it's going to be a good series.
Hey, you go Thursday. That means you get to see Pedro pitching against the Yankees.
Yeah, that would be that's going to be something. Did they announce him as being the starter for Game 2?
They did, yeah.
Well, you know, that'll be fine. We've had pretty good success against him in Yankee Stadium. So
What inning? And we got a little pool here. What inning do you want for when he throws at Jorge Posada's head?
Who knows? That one I'm going to stay away from, but who knows? You never know with him, so it should be fun.
Chris, enjoy the week off, or the bye week, I should say. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Take care.
Okay,
that is
Chris.
Patriots tight end Chris Baker.